I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
September 2005. It is Bilal and my good friend Planet.
Hello.
Yeah.
And it's episode 24.
It is episode 24. I forgot to say that. Yeah. So how are you again?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. How about I just don't make that fuck up again and like forget
it. It never happened.
It never happened, yeah. For those of you who are listening to this archive, don't worry. Just carry on listening as if nothing happened.
We didn't fuck it up on the first take, no.
No, not at all. No, no, no.
Oh, well.
You know, I'm really disappointed because now I don't have anything to smoke. I used up that last cigarette.
Your last cigarette's gone,
yeah,
in the rehearsal.
It's horrible, in the rehearsal. Fuck's sake.
That's always the problem with the last cigarette though, isn't it? You're watching it.
Yeah.
You're watching yourself smoking it and going, oh, I'm going to be done with it soon, yeah. I've not got any more.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God. It's horrible. Right.
Any news?
Yes, good news to tell you.
Good news?
Our website has been revamped. It's been redesigned with the same kind of flavour, the same kind of theme that we had in the previous site by our good friend Scobie. Now, this guy isn't shy of his HTML coding, and he's done a very nice job of reskinning our forums. And the forums are taking shape nicely. It's going to take a little while for content to actually be coming up there, but so far there's been quite a lot of interest, and we're seeing a hell of a lot of traffic coming through. Probably about 1,500 hits a day.
Shit!
Which is quite impressive for a small organisation as ourselves, how we started.
Yes.
Yes. And the reason I say that is because it's quite hard to find something like this in the UK. I don't think... The thing is, I think this is it. We are it. Nothing else apart from this exists. Otherwise, I would have found it. The only other forum dedicated to hacking I found was quite a while ago, and it was pretty poor. People were unhelpful, unfriendly, and generally dickheads. So I basically thought, right, if you can't do something, if you can't work with something you already got, make your own. You know, that's the hacker way.
Yep. Make your own and make it better.
Yeah, and I do like your profile on there.
I've only just seen that 2 minutes ago. That's why I suddenly burst out into girlish laughter halfway through you talking about something.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Scobie, I love you. Don't ever change it.
But it's so true. I mean, why? You don't need a profile.
I don't need no profile.
Yeah. I don't need no profile.
Boo!
Boo! Exactly. Your planet.
Oh, yeah. My actions define my profile or something.
Now, there's a few announcements. At the end of this week, on Friday, there's going to be a mid-month HackerVoice/2600 meeting. It's still yet to be decided what's going to be happening. I've been just so fucking busy, run off my feet. Haven't had the time to actually organise anything, do anything. as far as yet. The next announcement, which is going to be a big fucking announcement, we're going to have a Hacker Voice convention, okay? This is going to be massive for the UK. It's never happened before. I don't think it has. We're going to be taking the, you know, bull by the horns and literally guiding this thing through. We're still yet to announce a venue. I'm still sorting that out with, if you remember, Raiders. He's chipped in as well to offer his advice, and he's going to see if we can find a venue for that. Hopefully, it will be free, because these guys are going to be making enough money out of us anyway for drink and alcohol and stuff. So hopefully, we won't have to pay a cover charge for actually, you know, using the premises.
Yeah.
If that is the case, we might have a slight problem. We might have to ask people to chip in a certain amount of money. I don't know. I hope not, because I hate to ask money from people. It's not something I like to do.
Yeah. That's cool, man. That's a cool idea.
Yeah, I thought, this is what we're going to do, man. It's going to be proper shit, seeing as we're going to have you, Scoby, myself, a few other guys. And everyone else who's, well, more than welcome to come along, join in, jump in with the fun. We will be presenting a few security-related talks, hopefully, some other things like that, depending, because how we're going to set it is we're going to have it running through from Friday night all the way into the late night, and then a Saturday again. So it's going to be at 1 day and a half. Event. So we'll be spending the night in a designated hotel, and then kicking off the next day again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any rough dates for this yet?
Yes, the date is the 7th of October.
Fuck. That's the 2600 meet.
That's correct, yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
So make a day of it on the Friday.
Sure.
Hit the meeting. And then carry on into the Saturday. Sounds cool.
Exactly. That's the plan.
Blimey.
It's going to be good. Also, if you want more information, listen to the show. And if you've missed that, go onto the forums. I'm going to be posting announcements and news and stuff like that on there anyway, so you can check that out to the forthcoming, you know, event. It's going to be a month away from now, so there's a bit of time for preparation and planning. But as far as it goes, end of this week, we're going to have a mid-month meeting. We're going to have a little talk, discussion on what we want for the next meeting. The kind of
cool
pre-prep, stuff like that. And then I can basically chew that up and spit it out on the show. And then we can discuss that, mull it over in the forums. And then have a package ready for Friday and Saturday.
Wow, that is pretty mad.
Yeah.
I better think of some fucking shit to do or something, yeah. I don't know. I'll just get pissed and turn up.
Yes,
people can laugh at the idiot, you know. Laugh at the idiot, 10p.
Shit, at least I can make money off you, man. Yeah,
do your shit, bitch, get my money!
Look at planet, you know. 20p. 30p if you want to poke him.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're making it sound like some seedy fucking peep show now.
Oh, damn.
You're not putting me in a booth in Soho or anything, eh? How did you know?
Yeah. Right.
Right, moving swiftly along from that.
Do you have any news to bring to the table?
I've seen a couple of things today which really piqued my interest. We had pretty much fuck all on Friday, as I'm sure the listeners are aware, so we just got drunk and had a laugh.
Yeah.
There was a couple of things. First of all, was eBay to buy Skype in a $2.6 billion deal. Yeah. Now, this is something we covered earlier in the show, not this show, but an old show, when it was at the rumour stage. And I didn't think this would happen for months, if at all. But it has happened. Online auction site eBay has agreed to buy internet telephone company Skype Technologies in a $2.6 That's billion-dollar deal. In UK prices, that's £1.4 billion.
Yeah, that's a lot of zeros.
That's a fucking lot of zeros, man. Fuck, that's more money than I can imagine. It's just crazy dollars and pounds. Not really much more to say on that. We kind of went over it in an old show, what would happen if, and now it has happened, or it will do soon.
Yeah.
There is a press release available at Skype.com, if you want to go and read all that bollocks. But obviously it's very marketing kind of crap, and it's all that stuff. You go to Skype.com, and then you click on their new lovely graphic that says, "Great news from eBay and Skype."
Sure.
Which
we're
basically means...
bum buddies.
Yeah, Skype's getting fucked up the ass.
Yeah. All I have to say to that is, at least it's not Yahoo buying them.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, it could be worse.
Yeah, it could always be worse. Yeah.
I think that should be a new tagline. It could be worse. It could be Microsoft.
That should be Microsoft's own tagline.
Yeah.
Another thing that caught my eye was Google snaps up Internet Pioneer. Google has hired one of the founding fathers of the Internet as its chief Internet evangelist. Net legend Vint Cerf, who helped to define the way the internet works, will join the search giant on the 3rd of October. Now aged 62, Mr. Cerf was involved with the internet even before it ever existed. He was part of the networking engineering group that oversaw the creation of ARPANET,
Net's
forerunner. He has been called the father of the internet for his work with Bob Kahn.
Yeah.
Kahn! On these specifications, which became the TCP/IP protocol.
TCP/IP.
Which defines how the net labels and moves packets of data around. Mr. Cerf wrote or contributed to many of the net's early detailed technical documents known as RFCs, request for comments, but I don't have to tell you that, listeners. Both those past two stories from BBC.
Yeah.
They've dug out some good stuff.
Cool.
And let's have a sip of cool iced tea.
Ooh, I see. You're going classy there on me, mate.
No, it's Stella, really. Just trying to take a page from Stank Dog's book. The third story, probably the most important, is UK Digital Rights Group has been set up. Now, this is a story from Friday.
So it's going to be like the FIAA, only with tea. It's going to be like the FIAA, only with, like, suede jackets and tea cosies.
Well, it's more like the EFF.
Right.
Bum, 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 bum. I didn't think they'd be able to do this, let alone so soon. But UK...
You're mistaken, my friend.
Yes. A UK-based organisation to preserve digital rights and freedoms has been set up thanks to the pledges of money by those passionate about these rights. It says it wants to highlight...
Governments and core politicals.
Well, this is a bunch of people fighting against the corporations.
Ah, okay.
This is people who are protecting us from getting ass fucked.
Okay.
Trust me, listen to this. It's fucking gold, man. It says it wants to highlight European and UK legislation, which could threaten the rights of digital citizens.
Ah.
Even though it's still in the early stages, the Open Rights Group, known as ORG, will serve as a hub for other cyber rights groups, campaigning on similar digital rights issues. ORG emulates the US's Electronic Frontier Foundation, the EFF, Digital Rights Group, which has campaigned against the entertainment industries that attempt to limit what people can do with digital media. Mm. Although the group has not formally launched, it is already planning its first campaign. We will initially be concentrating our efforts on Home Secretary Charles Clarke's proposed EU framework on data retention for ISPs and telecommunication companies.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that the proposal is not only unnecessary and unworkable, but that it may also contravene the European Convention on Human Rights.
Sure.
They are fighting back for us.
Yes! Come on, guys. Listen to this show.
Let's have a look here. This is a quote from the website,
yeah.
And it's from the mm-hmm. Open Right Group's manifesto. Your right to privacy is being eroded by the government's ill-conceived ID card scheme, by biometric passports, and the threat of vehicle tracking systems. Your right to free speech and freedom to use digital media is under threat from corporations, who believe that fair use of copyrighted work should only exist at their sufferance.
Yeah.
Your right to a private life and correspondence is under threat from a proposed European directive to log traffic and geographical data for every call you make, every SMS that you send, yeah. every email you write, and every website you visit.
Mm.
It is essential in this time of international tension and uncertainty that we vigorously defend our digital civil liberties, ensuring that our hard-won freedoms are not taken away simply because they've moved to the digital world.
That's fucking, yeah.
Thank fucking God.
These guys...
Wow.
...heard our cries.
Mm.
They heard our wails. Do you have that written down?
I do, yeah.
This could you email that to me so I can stick it up like somewhere in the front of the website?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
I've got it from in notes, so I'll just copy-paste those.
Fantastic.
They do have a temporary website at the minute because they've only just started running from, yeah. I think, the 6th of September. But their website for now is http://, obviously, org.suw.org.uk. So if you go there, you'll be able to find out all about them, who they are, what they're trying to do.
Cool.
Basically, they're trying to fight back, and they're trying to unite other civil liberties groups who are also fighting back for online privacy, and the guys at No to ID, who are very against the ID card, just as we are.
Yeah.
And all this other shit that's going on, like they say about the biometric passport and the vehicle tracking system, which is things we've touched on before and got very sweary about.
Yeah.
I know I did, because it's, you know, it's something very
close to
our
heart. It makes you want to swear, man.
It does, it does. Yeah. So now there is at least an organisation in the UK who will be uniting these people, getting information around. And what they're trying to do is get valid information to the press.
Yeah.
So when the press report on an issue such as the ID card scheme, they don't just have the press release from the government as their only research.
Sure.
You know, that's the only information they can turn up on.
Yeah.
Terrorism is bad, this card will stop terrorism, everyone must have one, otherwise you're a terrorist and you deserve to die, which is basically their press release from the government. At least now this organisation can put the press in touch with people who know about what's going on and know what they're talking about, and thank fuck, it's about time, and they've done it, they're good people, I love you for it.
Yeah, well, thanks for reading that out.
Yeah, that made my day. I've had a shit day and I read that. I was like, oh, then fuck. One last thing is the 24 megabit ADSL.
Yeah.
There's a company called B, as I've mentioned before, and they're signing up people now. So if you go to their website at www.bethere.co.uk, they are running a special offer. I think it's for Londoners only, because they've got like one exchange running at the moment. If you place a pilot order before the 18th of September, so not much time, you get the service for £20 a month for life. Now, that's what they say. I don't know if they're going to stick with that or not, but hell.
Well, if it's a legal thing, then they have to.
Well, yeah, I should hope so. Yeah, can you imagine that? £20 per month for your ADSL, and you're downloading at 24 megabits per second.
That sounds very sexy.
I'd pay more than that for one single megabit, which I was bloody glad to get. I was on 512 and I was hammering the crap out of that.
Yeah. I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
have you visited our porn thread lately?
No.
in the forums.
I didn't know there was one.
Oh yeah, there is one.
Oh, there better be.
Yeah. That, I mean, the story before the broadband... Sorry, did I cut you off or...?
No, that's me done, mate.
Cool. Okay, let me carry on with that story about your freedoms and your rights and everything. The head of the MI5 warns on civil liberties. Civil liberties may have to be eroded in quotation marks to protect Britons from terrorism. The head of security services, MI5, has said. In a speech made in the Netherlands on the 1st of September, put online by MI5 Dame Eliza Manningham Butballer. That's her name, I'm sorry.
Blimey.
said that the world has changed and debate was needed. She said in July, London bombings were a shock. Fucking hell. That's not somebody that runs the MI5 should say. If that's shocked the head of the MI5,
yeah.
Then, I mean, come on. Woman.
You're not fucking looking hard enough.
No. Should you, you know, then like, you know, your job should be in question here. If that's something that should be shocking you. This is like something, this is something that you do to, you know, this is like in your, you know, job description. Anyway, which MI5 the police were disappointed that they could not prevent. Okay. I don't really think this is a police matter in the sense. Anyway, former MI5 agent David Slayer, 007, as he's known, said that the liberties were lost would be hard to regain and could be martyrs of terrorism. Could make martyrs of terrorism. Mr. Schlander told the BBC News questions. BBC News questions still needed to be asked about how the 7th of July suicide bombings happened. Pretty fucking simple. It's made apparent how MI5 fails to stop attacks even when in a position of intelligence because of bureaucratic inertia, he said. Middlesbrough was jailed for 6 months in 2002 for revealing intelligence service information to a newspaper.
Yeah.
He said that had been motivated by a desire to expose abuse of power by the intelligence service. Oh, no news there. Dame Eliza spoke in the country, countering the international. Seriously, I can't read. What use?
It's one of those days, mate.
Yeah. The internal terrorist threat of the 60th century anniversary celebrating the Dutch security service, the AVID, in The Hague. She said, working in intelligence, we're also aware of many more attacks that had been thwarted by good intelligence and police work, but those success usually have been quiet ones, in quotation marks. We were judged by what we do not know and did not prevent, she said. Yes, that's something you should know and you should prevent. She said difficult decision had to be made on the basis of intelligence, fragmentary and difficult to interpret. This is your job. Again, some is gold, some are dross. And all of the requirements, validation, analysis, and assessment. When it's gold, it shines and illuminates, saves lives, protects. Wow, this is some really weird fucking phrasing here.
Yeah.
Gold and it shines and it illuminates. Illuminati!
Illuminati!
Saves lives.
The Illuminati saves lives,
protects nations, and inform policy, she said. When identified, as dross, what the fuck is dross? It needs to be rejected and may take some confidence. The central dilemma is that how to protect citizens when the rule of law is fragile, and intelligence is not available and never clear cut. Basically, what they're trying to say is fucking hell. This is long. Is that phone records will be kept off everyone, and in Britain, phone companies retain the records for a varying period of 12 months, but Mr. Clark would like to see this extended to 3 years. He said that telecommunications data provided vulnerable investigations in 12th during when the four suicide bombers killed 52 commuters. What else? Legislative powers. The leader of the Liberal Democrats in the House of Lords said that the party and the Conservatives had said that they would work to government in examining any loopholes exposed by the bombings and all this kind of stuff. I mean, this is just drovel, man. This is like all this kind of shit that they put in just to pad the core root of what's going on here.
Yeah, it's been spun.
Basically, what's happening here is that... I mean, the actual phrasing of this is really, really dodgy. Civil liberties may have to be eroded to protect Britain. Civil liberties would have to be eroded? I mean, come on.
It's all fucking marketing speak, mate. You think of the word eroding, you think a slow kind of gradual process that chips away a little bit.
Yeah.
They're knocking the shit out of civil liberties.
I know. It's ridiculous.
They're not eroding it drip by drip with bloody tap water, you know. But the ex-MI5 agent there, David, what is his surname? Shader?
Slayer, like, something like that.
Slayer.
Slayer.
Sounds like a rock band.
Yeah.
Slayer. something you said there was basically if you start sacrificing your civil liberties...
Yeah.
In response to terrorism, you are going to make martyrs of the people who caused the terrorist act.
Sure.
You know, such as if some nutcase goes and straps a load of dynamite on himself, blows himself up, and because of that, we all have to have ID cards.
Yeah.
All the guys who were terrorists go, that guy knew what he was doing with that dynamite, blowing himself up. Look at these fuckers now. They haven't got so much freedom. Yeah, he did it. He was right. Mm. Wow, what a guy. What a martyr. You know, let's follow his example.
Yeah.
He was right on the money saying that. Mm. There was, I can't remember who it was, but someone else said, you can't defeat terrorism by sacrificing democracy.
Yeah.
And it's bang on the money. You know, that's exactly what they want. You're just playing into their hands by becoming a police state and stuff like that.
Sure.
That's what these fuckers are trying to do. That's why they're blowing themselves up.
It's ridiculous, man.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, well...
drives me nuts that the people in charge in the intelligence communities don't, or allegedly don't, see that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be looking at something like ID cards, which is what they're going to be backing up with this, you know, basically what they're getting at is all records of phone calls on your landline, email, internet use, mobile phone, SMS, all that kind of stuff will be tracked. That's it, plain and simple as day. That's basically what's going to be happening.
Mad.
And not, I mean, the thing is, you think, oh no way, this is what's happening right now.
Yeah,
it's actually happening. It's happening all this time that people don't realize. It's been happening for a long, long time, going back to Second World War, maybe.
Only now they've got the ability to archive it all and cross-reference it all and shit like that.
Mm.
So if you're ever under suspect, if you're ever suspected of anything, nothing proved, but just suspected, they can dig up your records from the archives. There's your phone calls, there's your text messages, you know, there's all your emails. And it would be very, very effective against some nutcase trying to bomb places. But 99% of the world aren't nuts.
Sure, but what I've got to say to that is if you were going to carry out an extensive terrorist bombing,
You wouldn't walk down the street shouting about it on the bloody megaphone.
Exactly,
you'd take every single precaution known to man.
Sure, you would assume that every single movement, you'd be uber fucking paranoid. Yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
Every single movement that you carry out has been recorded, and people are trying to stop you. That's your first point of call. Second point of call is to complete your mission, which is to get the desired package to a desired place at a certain time.
And also, the third point would be to negotiate this with a group of other people. Now, you'd even know these people off by hand. You would know them in person, and you'd know who they are, who they look like. You probably know them for quite a while. You're going back to your first point. You'd be, you would need to assess and organize a form of communication. This would be code talk or diverting from usual communication such as mobile phone, text, internet, email. So you would use encrypted ways of sending data. Now, the best way to do this, the most simplest way, is via radio communication using a collected amount of basically walkie-talkies that have some form of encryption on them. Job done. That's it.
You've bypassed. That's what the bad guys, you know, that's what the bad guys used in Die Hard 2.
It's yeah, true. Exactly. I mean, just watch a good film and you pick out these things. It's not like...
Yeah, you probably would, actually.
It's, you don't have to read a cookbook. You don't have to read, you know, fucking Al-Qaeda's 101 to bombing things. It's pretty fucking plain and simple. You know,
did you say bombing or bumming?
Bombing things.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, if you were... Let's just say, me and Planet decided to be very evil and, like, you know, attack a target, to infiltrate the target and get as much information from that target as we could. Now, this is a high spec. Let's say it's like fucking Citibank in Canary Wharf, yeah? We won't be fucking using emails and, like, Google Talk to say, yeah, I'll meet you there, 12 o'clock, do you have the laptop? Yeah, I do, okay, cool, let's see you there, we're gonna fuck these people up. I don't think so.
Huh? If anything happens to Citibank now, you and me are going to fucking prison as suspects. This is all archived. This is, you know, it's a matter of public record.
How fucking stupid would we be
if I don't know Belial. He's crazy.
Yeah. That was just an example.
Fucking stress that or MI5 will come round.
Yeah. Oh, because, you know, they've run out of ways to find people, so they just listen to a live broadcast.
Yeah, anyway. They listen to Hacker Voice Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where they get the news from.
It's where they find out about where they fucked up.
Yeah. Or where to hit next. Oh, God.
It's mad. Yeah. The entire thing. This is why we do rant and rave about ID cards and vehicle tracking and things like that, because, you know, the government wants all this in, and it's just looking for an excuse, basically.
Sure.
Which is terrorism, and these things won't stop terrorism.
No.
They'll just stop ordinary people having
from living
decent,
their life,
free
yeah.
lives. Yeah. Yeah.
And also, it's also a case of... Oh, God, what's the word for it? Consumer ease of purchase. That will be what's the word for making something easy for you?
Easifying,
yes. Thank you for that technical term there.
That's right. If we keep saying it over and over again, it'll be in the dictionary next year.
It will be, yeah. Such as, yeah.
I mean, Chav's in the fucking dictionary now, so Christ.
Fucking hell. What do they have, like, as a description?
Simplified. I don't know.
No, I mean, what do they have as a description in, as Chav?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably scumbag.
Yeah. Scouser.
Age about 18. Wears a shitty Burberry cap. Will probably kick you if you go near them.
Oi, mate, you got 20p. I need 20p for the bus, mate. My nan, she's ill, like, and I need 20p for the bus. Oi, fuck. Oi, dickhead. You got 20p, mate?
I'll fucking stab you.
I'm fucking talking to you, mate. Oi, dickhead. You got 20p. I need 20p for the bus, mate. Definitive guide to Chavness.
Maybe the first in an unwilling series. Who knows?
Yes, who knows? Ta-da-da-da-da-da. Oracle.
Chav Life.
Yes. Sun unveils this 46-bit server line. Sun are bringing out 46-bit, a range of X21,000, 41,000. What did I say?
46.
Ah, that'll be my dyslexia there.
You said it twice.
Yeah, that'll be my dyslexia. That's what happens when I read things and I think, for God's sake, this is right, but you just say it the wrong way. Anyway, they're bringing out a range of these fantastic new servers, and they're competing with Hewlett Packard and Dell. Oh, I'm so upset I didn't record my rant about fashion and... Oh, that was beautiful, man.
You can't recreate something like that.
I can't
just
recreate...
off the top of the head.
That was fantastic. I mean, did you
Gone
not think
forever.
That was artistic?
It was, yeah. It's very beautiful. It moved me.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
No, it was cool. It's, you're saying a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. I'll never forgive myself. Right.
What can you do?
In science news, are we able to control hurricanes? With the cost of Hurricane Katrina running as
high as
100 billion, the thought of... I'm sure it's more than 100 billion. The thought of trying to control the severity of hurricanes should be mulled, dissipating the energy of hurricanes as they're forming. It might within range of feasible... Might be within the range of feasible science. Somebody or another tackles this topic in an article last year. As does Crank, some motherfucking magazine, I don't know. What I have to say is, I was actually watching a documentary about these scientists who created some sort of, like, it was like some sort of powder that you could fly over a plane, over, like, a cloud formation. And what it would do is basically, it would, once it hit the cloud, it would soak up all the moisture in the clouds and just, like, drop down to Earth. So what they could have done is flown over with like three or four planes in a formation over the hurricane, just dropped a shitload of this like dust, like this kind of like foam.
Talcum powder.
Yeah, it's just like talcum powder, exactly.
I actually said that as a joke, but I'm going to go with it and pretend I'm intelligent.
No, it's true. I couldn't think of a better way to say it. Like, just get loads of talcum powder, just drop it over the hurricane. And it will just soak up all the moisture, and it will just drop down to Earth. And it's biodegradable, so it doesn't leave a nasty rash. And yeah, it's pretty cool. Why didn't they do that? I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to get rid of a shitload of black people.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm sure if they could have, they would have. It's probably in the lab kind of phase. Yeah. Testing, but
they're still putting it on monkeys.
Yeah. Monkey piss and see what happens and stuff like that. It's what scientists do. They're fucked up. They're fucking drunk half the time.
Probably.
Let's get talcum powder, put it in monkey piss. Yeah!
Fucking hell! Come on! Come on, monkey!
I fucking dare you!
I bet they race their monkeys. Mine's on the left. Come on! Come on, you fucker! Come on, get to the spatula! Yes! Oh, I wonder what actually happens in those test labs.
I bet there's a lot of monkey sex.
Yeah.
Grown ears on mice. What the fuck is that all about? A mouse, why? Oh, I've grown a human ear on a mouse. Great.
Fucking
well
hell.
Done.
It's just, it can just hear you better next time you come to fucking molest it.
You can hear all the people talking it.
Yeah.
Calling it freak.
Yeah, fucking hell, look at that mouse. It's got a fucking ear on its back! That's not normal, surely.
What a weirdo!
Yeah.
Let's get him.
Slowly he gets depressed and very, very...
All the other chav mice gang up on him.
Yeah.
We've grown a Burberry cap on this mouse.
It's a chav mouse. Mate, you got any cheese? I'll fucking bite ya!
Scientist weirdos.
Yeah.
Cure cancer already, come on!
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna need it in the next 20 years, mate.
I fucking am as well. Yeah. You better pull the finger out.
Save my dying ass.
Yes.
Right, in a cool Uber
hacker media news. This is kind of old news, but we're just bringing it out anyway. A list of tech shows, should I say tech videos, is released now.
Cool.
The URL is filefarmer.com/tech shows.
Filefarmer.com/tech shows,
eh? File Farmer! I file farms, farm. What the fuck?
Arr, matey!
Arr, I am the fieriest internet pirate of them all. Shiver me
to I got a brand new combine harvester. I'll give you the key. Bum, bum, bum. Was it tech shows? Let's check that out.
And it has a whole lot of shit. Mainly one Kevin, two Kevin, three Kevin, four Kevin more shows that Kevin Rose has been on. Channel 9, which I haven't heard from before, it's a Microsoft discussion forum that is promoted to conversation among Microsoft customers tagged at Microsoft Windows users. Some of those particularly... Bollocks. One of the funniest things from there would be Hack 5 and, let's say, Packet Sniffers, which is really cool. I really like Packet Sniffers. Top show. Really enjoy it. The rest I haven't seen as far as... Ooh, nice chick. Rock Bottom, haven't seen her. Pure Ownage, fantastic. I have absolutely no idea why they'd be there, because they've got absolutely nothing to do with tech. They're mainly kind of the gamer kind of things. Nerd TV is also funny.
I think Channel 9 from Microsoft is part of their developer network as well.
Ah, okay. Channel 9!
Channel 9!
Waddle, Chris Waddle. Action Pumpo. Orgasmo Gizmo.
Baby Gizmo.
Fefefe. Cheesy peas.
And so on.
Yes.
I think it makes barely slightly more sense than that, but not fucking much. And it's all about people, a load of videos all about the new .NET applications and how to develop for them, and the WinFS stuff that's coming out soon.
Okay.
That was meant to be part of Windows Vista, but it wasn't. But there's a new Windows Vista out now.
Because they found out it wouldn't work.
Probably,
yeah. Oh, shit!
Never stopped them before.
It really doesn't actually work, Bill Gates. Oh, can't you throw it in anyway?
Yeah, fuck it.
It doesn't actually work at all. Oh, fuck.
I think they've released part of the WinFS file system now, which you can get, and I think you can put it on XP. I'm not entirely sure because I've never done it, therefore I've never seen it done. Mm. I've just read what other people have been banging on about, and you can put it on Vista, the first beta, which was really Longhorn, but there's now kind of a second beta. It's like beta 1.1 or something like that. I don't know if it's bundled with that, but it should work with that.
Okay.
So, you know, that's what I've been told.
Fantasticos!
Fantasticos. So, I'm gonna break.
Oh, yes.
For a piss.
Excellent. Tell me when you're
that's
back.
A piss break.
I'm gonna be putting some drum and bass on from Hitman.
Good shit.
How was it?
Oh, very good.
Oh.
Most satisfactory.
Ah, cool.
By the way, if there are any corporations out there who would like to sponsor my patented piss break, please write in to radioattackvoice.co.uk.
Yeah.
It's only £9,000 per episode. So there. That should cover the old fucking hosting costs.
Yeah. Just barely. You know what? I've just worked out.
What's that?
That we don't have a link to the live stream on the website.
Did you work that out, or did TC work that out?
Well, TC... TC just prodded me with that.
Ooh, and sounds painful.
And there for a second, I shat my pants. Scobby!
Scobby missed it on the new design.
How could you miss something as important as that?
My God. Oh, well. I'm sure we'll fix it tomorrow.
Yeah. Shit,
Yeah, you're right. It's not there.
How did I work that... How did I not work that out?
You know what the embarrassing thing is I've been looking at the site at least a dozen times since the redesign. I didn't bloody spot it.
Mm. Neither did I. That's most embarrassing.
Does the link from your signature still work, though?
It does,
which is
yes.
In the forums.
It
does, cool.
Yeah.
So that's one way for now, yeah. Listeners.
Yeah.
But that'll be back up on the main page as soon as we can do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't believe it. We've actually had some content in this.
Yeah.
This episode.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
That says it's actually a pretty cool news day. I mean, apart from eBay taking over Skype. But, you know, Vint Cerf's working for Google.
Yeah.
Google are employing a whole lot of cool people. They are up to something, you know. They're up to a lot of things, really. They're working on all kinds of crazy shit.
Mm.
And then they just bring it out all of a sudden. Bah, 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 it's Google talk. Just don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
You know. yeah, they've got their finger in a lot of pies. Of course, there's a... Sounds filthy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They got the fingers in a lot of muff pies.
Yeah.
But there are rumours among the more paranoid elements of the internet that they may be coming up with an operating system.
Okay.
Of course, that's... I think that was based solely on their recruitment page, which said, if you know anything about the following topics, then... you know, get in touch with Google.
Yeah.
And the list of following topics was a mile long. It was like artificial intelligence, robotics, bloody engineering, and missions to Mars, all kinds of crazy shit. And one of the things on the list was operating systems. So people took that to mean that maybe they're
Google
developing one.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Google OS.
Google OS. Time will tell. But
yeah.
If they did... I'd certainly bloody take a look at it, and I reckon Google would do it very cool.
Okay.
I reckon they'd do it open source as well, because, you know, they're pretty switched on.
Alright.
With what's going on the net, and, yeah, they're cool people, as far as I can see.
Excellent.
So that's me pimping out Google.
Yeah.
And, of course, the other good news was the setup of the org, the
All
Open
right.
Rights Group here in the UK, which is our... local version, pretty much, of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the EFF, who the EFF did a lot of work with Tor. I think Tor was developed by the Navy or the Department of Defense, and then the EFF kind of ran with it and put it out there. But yeah, it's good to have someone on home soil watching our asses about the things that are going to affect our lives. So it's nice not to be alone, basically, ranting about bloody vehicle license plates and biometric passports and all that other terrible stuff. So
at least somebody's, you know, taking a stand.
Yeah,
it's
too
about,
right.
It's about fucking time.
Yeah, I think the this was only set up in July was when they had the ideas for it. It was at a convention, which I think was part of the BBC. They had some open ideas forum or something like that, and a bunch of guys from Need to Know went down, and I think they were very involved in running it. And yeah, this came up as one of the things that they really wanted to do out of that convention. And yeah. Now, just a couple of months later, it's up and running. So, wow. Good work, fellas.
Yeah, good stuff.
Mm.
Cool. Well, just to stress again, we're going to have a meeting at the end of this week, a mid-month meeting. So if you have any ideas for the Hacker Voice Radio Convention next month on the 7th of October, come along. We can discuss that there and then talk about various other things.
Or just email it in.
Yeah, if you can't attend, post it on our forums or just email it in. Yeah.
Get your voice heard. Get your ideas out there.
Yeah. Definitely. Do you have anything to add to that? As in, oh,
we've it's for Yahoo.
Hello. We've got a call in from a listener. Wow. And it called.
Is
failed.
Anybody there?
Oh, that's brilliant. Call failed.
That really lagged then.
Yeah. Ow. Hello. How's it going? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Whoa.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's good. Not cool. Too bad.
Okay. Is Planet still with us?
I think so.
Oh, he's there. Yeah, good, good.
Hello, here I am.
Hello.
There's
hello, quite, man.
Hell of a lot of echo coming from you.
Yeah, I got speakers. That's my problem. My brother's gone out with my headset.
Oh, damn. Never mind.
I tell you what, maybe I'll stick some crappy headphones on too.
By the way, listeners, this is our good friend TC.
Yeah, he was actually on Friday night's show. Round about the end.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, round about the end.
Forgot about that.
Less echo?
That's much better.
Good, cool. Good.
Cool. So do you have anything to add to the...
So everyone recovered from last time?
Oh, yes, yes. Most of me.
Only just. But I'm getting old, so it takes me a couple of days now.
Cool. So do you have anything to kind of finish the show off with?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm reinstalling a new operating system again this time.
Damn.
Jesus, what is it this time?
I'm going for I'm going to copy Bly here with Mandriva. Yeah, the 2005 lovely. Limited edition.
I think it will work very well for you.
Good.
You got all the discs?
I do. Yes.
Cool.
You only need three.
Yeah.
Excellent. And will you be attending the mid-month meeting?
On Friday.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Are you looking forward to the 7th of October? Do you think you'll be coming for the conference or...?
The conference? What conference?
It's going to be the Hacker Voice conference, 7th of October to the 8th of October.
Where's that?
The venue still hasn't been announced yet.
Arranged, but still, when you announce it...
Yeah, I will be announcing that round about, hopefully, to the last 2 weeks of the actual event.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'll be there.
It's going to be a standard meeting, like 2600 meeting. It's going to be standard meeting place on the 7th of October. Then we're going to be going off somewhere that it hasn't been decided as yet to where and what's going to be happening. But as always, I'm hoping that people will come and contribute their own kind of things to it as well. And, you know, we're going to have talks and presentations and things like that.
Fantastic. That sounds goddamn good to me. Yeah.
Cool. That's about it. Yeah, I think we could end the show right here.
I think I've said everything I need to say, personally.
And we've done a good hour. Thanks for calling in, TC.
No worries. Thanks for letting me on.
No problem.
Again.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get you on a little bit sooner next time, maybe.
Yeah, I've just got back from work like 10 minutes ago.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, I know.
Cool. Okay. Well, it's a good night from me.
Cool. Good night from me, I suppose, as well.
Yeah.
And good night from Planet Lave.
Yeah.
Ta-ta!
See you tomorrow.
See ya.